Thank you, Brian. A ban on all forms of gambling advertising by betting companies before the 9 p.m. watershed has been recommended by a Justice Committee report on gambling regulation. It's expected to form a significant piece of the gambling regulation bill, which is due to be passed into law next year. The report states evidence that there are currently about 3,400 15 to 16-year-olds who are engaged in problem gambling. And I'm joined on the line by James Lawless, Fianna Fáil TD for Kildare North and Chair of the Joint Oireachtas Committee on Justice. Good morning to you. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Claire.
This would be, would you say, a watershed moment if it was actually going to be introduced?
I think it's a very significant report, Claire, and I think that the report we produced yesterday, which we launched, builds, I suppose, on the 2013 bill that was introduced into the Houses. It's come back around, and now Minister James Brown has put this bill into the system, and we've completed our report on it. Just before I get into the detail of the bill, the Justice Committee has actually produced, at this stage, 33 reports on different items of legislation in this dual term. So it's been quite a prolific committee, but this is the first time we've actually had a chance to sort of formally launch and publicise due to restrictions all being lifted. So just to, I suppose, note that it's
you have been working despite what people might think.
Can I ask you
specifically about this 9 p.m. watershed? Because when I saw this morning, I thought about what happens in our house. Now, we have a young boy who started watching matches, and the matches all start at 7:45 or 8 o'clock, and the gambling ads come on and they drive me around the bend. Why is 9 o'clock the time that you picked, when really, if you're going to target sports and gambling and children, you need to go earlier?
Yeah, well, I suppose there's a couple of things there. The watershed is traditionally set around 9 o'clock. I think it's a sort of traditional time, maybe for bedtimes in many houses for children, etc. There is another recommendation that we looked at, which is a whistle to whistle ban. So that would include once the game starts, you know, whatever that is, be it soccer, rugby, GA, you know, be it even horse racing, that once the event is underway, that you don't have another ad flash in front of you until the game is over. So whistle to whistle. And I was thinking about this in the course of doing the report, and we'll all be familiar, we've been bombarded, I think, on TV, also online, in many different channels with advertising. And the one that stands out to me, there was an ad ran a couple of years ago which flashed up images of a game, and then it said, it matters more when there's money on it. Now, that's quite a stark message to be saying, particularly, as you say, to younger people, to maybe more susceptible people that can be sort of swayed by this stuff, that maybe think this is cool or this is the way to go, or, you know, we've got to put a few quid on to make it count. So I suppose all those sort of insidious messages are coming through all the time. And one thing I want to be clear on, none of the stakeholders and the committee, indeed, were not setting out to ban gambling. We're not setting out to make it prohibited. You know, I represent Kildare, the home of the horse. You know, the racing industry is very strong. People like to go and have a bet at the races, be that Punchdown or Nace or wherever else, the Curragh Leopardstown. But what we are saying is we need to regulate the industry, and we need to look at problem gambling, and we need to look at the ways that we can manage that. And I always say what gets measured gets managed. The first of that is collecting data about what goes on, because we actually don't know at the moment, because we've no industry data as such, apart from the gambling regulator, gambling themselves. And we need to, I suppose, manage that in a way that people that want to have a flutter at the weekend, no problem, you know, same as people enjoy a social drink. But those that have a problem, those that have a disorder, as some of the witnesses put it, that we would have interventions for them.
So I don't think anyone is suggesting that you might consider banning gambling altogether. But in Belgium, they're proposing an all-out ban on gambling advertising by the end of the year. Would you go that far?
Well, we haven't gone that far in our report, I suppose. And what we're trying to do, I suppose, and this is the first sort of stamp at this in Ireland, is say there was an attempt in 2013. It floundered for whatever reason. I don't think this one will go the distance, I'm quite confident. But we have, I suppose, the recommendations we've made are that there would be a post-watershed ban. And I take the point that a lot of games, Champions League, etc., tends to be on at the evening time, maybe 8 to 10, you know, if there's extra time, penalties, whatever, it can go a little bit later. So I suppose you could see a scenario where it came back in, you know, maybe after 9 o'clock, there were a couple of ads started to come on. But I think in the round, the recommendations that we're making, I think we've 16 different recommendations at the executive summary level, and then we've multiple others within the body of the report. We're looking at all the ways that we can manage the industry, that a gambling regulator can be appointed. And as really, we're just giving it a steer. We've had a first review of this heads of bill. We've given a steer now to the minister and to the government to say, look, when you come back with this into the houses, here's what we think you should be doing. And also, the broad thrust of the bill is to create a regulatory body, which doesn't exist at the moment. Mm-hmm. And that regulator will have powers and discretion to put in all sorts of measures over and beyond what we've recommended.
I'm listening to what you're saying, and you've said that you live in Kildare and you see the value of betting and gambling on the horses. And I just wonder, does that mean you're compromised in any way? Because in Belgium, the Justice Minister has said gambling is the new smoking. The gambling industry is making more and more profits in our country thanks to people with a gambling addiction. Now, that is taking a real stance on gambling.
Yeah, well, I suppose it depends what you want to do, but I think our recommendations are quite hard-hitting. I don't think they would be welcomed by the gambling industry, and I think if we look at the evidence that was given to us by the stakeholders, I think that they were they wouldn't necessarily welcome what we're doing. In many ways, they were trying to hold back the tide. But we didn't go down that road with them. You know, we if anything, we've been far more, I suppose, progressive and far more censorious in the recommendations that we've made. One of the things that came up in the committee, which I thought was quite interesting, there was a long discussion about online gambling versus retail gambling. And you'll often hear it sort of said, people make a case, say, well, look, the small town bookmaker should be allowed to have their trade, whereas the big bad online giants, you know, should be stamped out. And that's sort of a story that gets told a lot in these discussions. We drilled into that, and I suppose really no side comes out of it with clean hands. And when we look at the online space, one of the points that was made by many of the witnesses was that, okay, they have a lot of data about gambling users on their websites. You know, they actually said they have 200 different data points that they can use to profile gamblers online. Now, they were pitching this to us in the sense that, therefore, we can identify problem behaviours and we can intervene at an early stage. If you're being cynical, and I'm around long enough to have become cynical, I suppose, or to certainly have challenged suppositions, I would say you could also use those 200 data points to identify people who maybe have a propensity to gamble more. You know, even if they're not problem gamblers, certainly there's nudges that could be given to encourage them to put a bet on again and again and in other ways.
And are you satisfied that they're able to verify the age correctly?
Well, that's one of the recommendations that we've put in as well. We think that should be stronger. We think it should be an awful lot stronger. We think there should be verification tools in there so that younger people are not influenced by this. We think that the online space has to be captured within this because, as I said, there's 200 different data points and that could be used in the wrong hands. And we've seen all kinds of things in big data and online elsewhere. So there's very sophisticated algorithms that can push people a certain direction. And one of the other things we looked at is, we can do all of this good work and the regulator can be appointed in the next 12, 18 months whenever the bid is passed and they can put all sorts of rules in place. You could still have, I suppose, sort of cowboy operators or offshore operators coming in online. And one of the things that we've said is that there should be domain name services, so basically an internet block on sites from outside the jurisdiction coming in, because there's no point in us doing all this good work and all this regulation and somebody coming in behind it. So, you know, often water finds a way to get through, but there are certain ways if we can drop a register, and that has been piloted elsewhere and it's worked. So I think there's ways that we can do that.
I've heard so many stories about gambling turning people's lives upside down, sports stars who have told me about being in massive debt, children who haven't had a hot meal at the end of the day because the money is gone down at the bookmakers or online. And when you listen to those stories, and I know you've heard them yourself as part of this work, you just wonder why we allow it at all. You know, why do we? What is the gain?
Yeah, well, sadly, you know, you mentioned I represent the home of the horse, and you know, there's a lot of, I suppose, interest in racing and the industry in Kildare, but equally I know people who have lost everything. I know one or two individuals have actually lost their home, lost their marriage, suffered very, very significant consequences, career, financial and personal, because of their addictions. So this is certainly a very, very serious traumatic issue for many, many people. I suppose it's like a lot of things in life. There's a certain argument for enjoying something in moderation, be that a drink, be that having a bet, being at a certain interaction in moderation. But there are, and the vast majority of people can enjoy these activities in moderation and have a night out, be that at the races, be that at their local pub, be that wherever else they go, be it a game of backgammon over the counter, you know, with a friend, a game of bridge, maybe in the evening at a bridge club, whatever it happens
to be. So an all-out ban is not on the cards. We have to leave it there. James Lawless, Fianna Fáil TD for Kildare North and Chair of the Joint Oireachtas Committee on Justice. We'll take a quick break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Just on the gambling proposals, we asked the Irish Bookmakers Association for their view on a possible ban on gambling advertising in recent days, or at least a curtailment to post-watershed. They said our members are licensed gambling operators and currently advertise their business within the BAI and ASAI standards for Ireland. They say they've recently enhanced these with standards of their own with the Safer Gambling Code, which draws on best practice and experience in similar countries and prevents advertising before the 9 p.m. watershed unless it is a sporting event. Our members are also committed supporters of the proposed legislation to establish a regulatory authority. A listener says, I'm a lecturer in a third level college and there's an absolutely huge gambling problem among students, primarily young males. Any measure that prevents the promotion of gambling is to be welcomed. 51551 is our text number.